Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us in what we're learning to call a conspiracy of goodness. Larry Long on the guitar, playing songs and telling stories like he has for the last 40 years traveling this country. My name's Tom Thibodeau, and together we've been friends and enjoying a conspiracy of goodness this many years, trying to bring good for the common good and a greater good. Thank you for joining us.
Anytime you report a birth or anything of worth about the people you have an interest in, you are building community by sharing the legacy of those who've come before with those after.
Friendship, what a sweet gift. Friends are people who have our best interest in mind. Three things about friends. One, friends are pleasant. You just enjoy being in their company. We're enjoying each other right now and hoping that you're enjoying ourselves as well. How do we build up and make it more inclusive, this circle of friends? Two, friends are people who join together for a common good. We do so much more good together than we could ever do alone, and our friendship only strengthens us. And finally, friendship is benevolent. It comes from two Latin words, bene volens. It means we wish each other well. A friend is happy with your success. A friend is happy when you get a promotion or a compliment. A friend takes joy in your delight. It is such a blessing to be here with my good friend, Larry Long and Brett. We enjoy sharing friendship because it truly is the basis of community.
Like the girl who could not see, but somehow she could read music with her ears on the piano. For the world to enjoy, may every girl and boy find the joy to make it through tomorrow.
Years ago, my wife and I, we were not married at the time, were working in a treatment center with girls who had hard traveling, had been through foster care, and in many different ways carried burdens much too heavy for a young life. And one of the young women who came to be there had been adopted twice by age 11. Sweet, adorable, but rejected. Psychologists gave her the term attachment disorder. How foolish. 11 years of age, and all she wanted to do was have a friend, to be loved. We sent her off to Girl Scout camp, and one night she comes back all excited. The rest of the girls hadn't had such a good day. It was hot and muggy. And she said, I learned a new song today like to teach to all of you. Friends, I will remember you. Friends, I'll always pray with you. And when another day is through, I'll still be friends with you. This little girl who had no family, who had been rejected twice, understood the power of friendship. Friendship. It is a great gift that we can give each other every day.
In a family growing up, through hard times without enough, somehow we learn to live together. Pickling pickles, put up hay. After all the bills got paid, we would sing and we would dance through the seasons.
Music brings us together in ways that other forms of art or entertainment do not. We blend our voices. We want to listen and be listened to. Isn't that what friends do? Kind of dance to the harmony of life. How important and vital friendship is. There's been study done that one way that people get out of homelessness is not just to have affordable housing, but to have a good friend who will help them through hard traveling and help them get resettled. In times of transition, we need friends. A friendship, oh, what a great gift. Do you realize that if you have four good friends who have a healthy diet, you'll have a healthy diet too? My mantra, better beer and chips with your buddies than broccoli alone. How important it is, you know, that you share life with friends. And I think that one of the things that's taking place at this point in history, we feel a bit separated. And so we have to find ways in which to connect with our friends, to reinitiate friendships through a telephone call, or how about a letter? How about wishing our friends well, because we recognize that they too, like ourselves, have a tendency to suffer from loneliness. Do you know that if you go to work and you have a good friend at work, that you report being very happy with your job? Why? We spend 66% of our adult lives at work. And if I have a good friend at work, my life is blessed. If I have two good friends at work, it's like I report that my life is very satisfied. Why? I'm spending all this time at work, but I'm supported by my friends. If I work in a place and I have a good friend at work, My safety record is 50 times better than everybody else. Why? Your friend's got your back, doesn't want you to get hurt. If you work in an organization and you got a good friend in that organization, you're more loyal to the organization, to the work that's being done, and the mission. How many workplaces ever thought about having a workshop on friendship? It is good work, hard work, noble work, the sacred work of being a good friend.
That first song I sang, I wrote that with children in a small town of Belle Fourche, South Dakota, by the sacred Black Hills, or the Pa-Sapa of the great Lakota Ocheti Shakowi Nation. I wrote it for an elder named Faye Kennedy, who was a reporter in that small town of Belle Fourche, and she gave her life story to kids, and we gave her story back to her as a gift. That's kind of what friendship is all about, right? It's that big circle of giving and giving and giving. Back in college, I had a couple really good friends named Cindy and Annie. And as a matter of fact, my guitar strap that I still use was made by Annie. And we still stay in touch, but what I've often done with my songs is, really, all of my songs are love songs, and they're songs for friends. Here's a song I wrote for Cindy and Annie. Hadn't even thought of this song till I just heard you talk about friendship, Tom, and so I figured, well, I might as well give it a shot. It goes like this. Roll on, my love. Roll on towards the sea. You two are the Mississippi Queens, Mardi Gras of New Orleans. When I'm happy or when I'm sad, when I'm feeling blue, when I just need someone to talk to, I can always turn to you too. You're like the sun on the cloudy day, calm after the storm. You are the rainbow that never ends. You brighten up my day. Here we go. So roll on, my love. Roll on towards the sea. You two are the Mississippi Queen. You're the Mardi Gras of New Orleans. Cindy and Annie. They are the Mississippi Queens. One is a trumpet and the other is a sax, and their colors are coming right on through to me.
Isn't the matter? Isn't it amazing? All those years later, and their memories still bring you joy. Friendship lasts, it transcends. Our daughters came home this last weekend. What a joy to have three adult daughters come home. They're all smarter than I am. It's rather amazing that in some ways they're the parent and I'm the child, the things that they're teaching and the things that I'm learning. They brought along a camera and a tripod and put together these very thoughtful questions to interview their mother. And they asked my wife, "How did you and Dad meet?" And she said, "Well, we met when we were working together with those girls in that treatment center." "And what attracted you to him?" And she said, "Well, I was in a relationship with another guy and it wasn't going so well. And he was in a relationship with another woman and it wasn't going so well. And so we started doing things together and we became friends. And we realized that we enjoyed each other's company and that we trusted each other and that we could work together. And that friendship grew into love." This October, I have spent the last 40 years of my life with my best friend. And maybe that's the greatest gift that we've given our daughters. Friendship as the basis of our family life.
So you met in a youth center,
right,
helping young people out.
Right.
And how many children were there?
54.
54 children. You know, I had, I kind of cut my teeth at writing music collectively with people working in a youth detention center with Volunteers of America by Lake Mille Lacs. And they, and I was singing up around St. Cloud, Minnesota, where I was going to college. And there was a counselor that reached out to me and said, "I think it'd be good for you to bring some music in with these young people that are in this this detention center along Lake Mille Lacs." And so I was one-on-one with young people, and simply asking them questions like, "How are you doing? And how are you feeling? What are you going through?" And then would write down their thoughts, and from those thoughts we would write songs together collectively to kind of get their emotions out. And there was a young man there, his name was Michael Jackson, but he was a Michael Jackson from the Anishinaabe Ojibwe people of the Mille Lacs band. And he had written a wonderful song, and we wrote a wonderful song together, but before I left I felt like I needed to give him a song of gratitude, because as you know, I mean, we're both teachers, that at a certain point it becomes a question, who's really teaching whom, because it's a relationship. It's not like a teacher and a student. The teacher becomes the student when the student ends up becoming the carrier of wisdom to pass on to you. So here's a song I wrote for this young man, Michael. It's called Michael. Michael, when he was 13 years old 1 year ago today, when I was working where he was living, teaching guitar to children all day. Michael taught me a song he had written. I taught Michael the song I raised, which reminded him of his people. Anishinaabe, Michael gives you praise. Problem with Michael, counselors told me, is that Mike's too big for his age, looking for attention, thrown in detention for turning his anger into rage. Michael taught me a song he had written. I taught Michael the song I raised, which reminded him of his people. Anishinaabe, Michael gives you praise. Like an explosion, thoughts came flowing out of his heart and into his mind, where Michael gathered fruits of anger, and out came a song in pretty good rhyme. Michael taught me a song he had written. I taught Michael the song I raised, which reminded him of his people. Anishinaabe, Michael gives you praise. Anishinaabe, Michael gives you praise. Anishinaabe, 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 Michael gives you praise.
Woo! Rabbi Harold Kushner says this in his book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. When you're going through a real difficult time, what gets you through it? Your psychology, your theology, or your friends? It's your friends. You gave Michael a song, but it was born of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And how important that is. And finally, George Burns and Jack Benny were great friends, and they were asked about it. In show business, oftentimes, you find people that were competitors. And Jack Benny said, well, George never walked out on me when I was singing a song, and I never walked out on him when he was telling a story. It's kind of like you and me. 40 years ago, we walked into each other's lives. We haven't walked out. We just are walking on.
I think it'd be nice to close this little segment of this growing conspiracy of goodness that's sweeping the nation. This growing conspiracy of goodness of neighbors being good neighbors. This growing conspiracy of people caring about each other. Of looking at the cup half full and not half empty. This growing conspiracy of goodness. I'd like to conclude with the last verse from this song that I sang at the start of this program, inspired from Faye Kennedy. Her concluding words to the children was this. Yesterday until now, I still love my little town. Beautiful Forks at Two Rivers, working on the daily news. My best advice to you is to care and get yourself an education. Well, it's been good being with you all, and my name's Larry Long, and this is my good friend Tom Thibodeau, a great servant leader. We've been friends for 4 decades at least, and most assuredly 4 decades more. But I just want to conclude by looking at all of you and say thank you for all that you do.
Peace and all good, friends, until we meet again.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.